This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceive to be another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to, well, I was going to say Mike Lindell's place. Although that would be, Mike, rename it. I like that. It's a lot cooler. Head up to Mike Lindell's place, you know, mypillow.com. Yeah, a lot going on up there. Again, as I keep telling you, Mike is a friend of these conservative talk shows. He's finding ways for us to make money. I know that's terrible, huh? Right? Make money. He's finding ways for us to make money so that, you know, the social media sites are killing us. And when I say that, I mean that, you know, they're not allowing us to really have the access we need to be able to sell our wares and what have you. So Mike says, hey, I'll help you out. Here's what I'll do. I'll forego the profits. I mean, he's giving away some of his profits. Let's just get over it. And he's also willing to give you some great prices on products. Everybody uses pillows and sheets and pillowcases and all that fun stuff. Right? Check it out. Go to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. If you use the promo code Joe on the way out, guess what happens? You get anywhere from 30 to 70% off, and in some cases, you get a 2-for-1 deal. Right? So get on it. I mean, I say it all the time. Do something more than nothing. All right? And the only way you're gonna get involved and get engaged when you do stuff like this, don't feed the Chinese. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. All right? They're causing this all kinds of, not the Chinese people, but the Chinese government. Get over yourselves. Right, they're doing what they can to bring us down or to make us a second-class power. Well, actually, Joey B and them are doing what they can to bring us down and make us a second-class power. Right, but a lot going on in China. Maybe I'll bring the general back on to talk about what's going on now with China, Taiwan, and others. They're building relationships in that area that will keep us from being able to do the job we need to do. White House says the unvaccinated migrants that are allowed in the U.S. and the tennis player who isn't allowed in the U.S., well, those are two separate issues. Why? I mean, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I thought if they wanted you vaccinated from COVID, it was to keep you from getting it and or spreading it. At least that's what they tell you. And yet, are you telling me that there's a difference, COVID acts differently when it's on and or in an immigrant than it does when it's on a tennis player? See, they do their own stupid things. They do their own ignorant. They do not know, or maybe they don't perceive how much of a hypocrite they are, or they're just that evil. I don't know. But the White House sidestep questions about why it continues to let untested, unvaccinated illegal immigrants to the United States while tennis star Novak Djokovic is not allowed to enter and play in the U.S. Open. Peter Ducey questioned the Biden administration about the paradox. He went on to say, how come migrants are allowed to come to this country unvaccinated, but with class, world-class tennis players are not? The Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, really didn't have an answer for him. It was a non-answer, if you would. She went on to say, the U.S. government cannot discuss details of individual visa cases due to privacy reasons. I love that. Yes, there might. Is there an ongoing investigation against President Trump? Well, we can't really answer whether we're investigating or not on potential ongoing investigations. Huh? Due to privacy reasons, the U.S. also does not comment on medical information of individual travelers as it relates to this tennis player. In other words, we're going to hide behind obscure laws that don't make sense and fly in the face of each other. But I'm good with that. Durant is the 2022 Wimbledon champion. They'll miss the U.S. Open over his refusal to get vaccinated. Now, Jean-Pierre deferred the questions to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which she said has its own protocols. But you got to love it, though. They hide behind so many things, so many other agencies. I find it's just hilarious. And like I said, it really is. They don't take a stand on it. They're not going to tell you what's actually going on, what the rules are. No, they don't. They dance around them, even though they'll lay things out in such a fashion to make it sound like they're telling you what the rules are. But then there's circles. Can I say circle around with her? To circle back around, I say the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has their own set of rules that we follow. Are we following your rules or theirs? Just responded, that's exactly what's happening. Thousands of people are walking in, right, day by day. She doesn't want to hear it. He said, somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated, and they're allowed to stay. She said, that's not how it works. Well, actually, it is how it works. That's exactly what's happening. Nobody's being checked. Nobody's being vaccinated. Maybe I missed something. Are there pictures of cases of vaccinations in the Border Patrol's jeeps and cars? What am I missing here? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I get caught up reading this stuff. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Always appreciate the time that you spend, poking me on the air, sending me emails, texting, tweeting, and truly just totally, and I mean totally, being part of the process, being part of the solution. All right. Let's move on to real stuff. I just can't, with all the stuff that's going on, I just can't believe it. And again, I say, the Democrats are so self-unaware. These, when they walk around, think about this. This is something simple as this. A tennis player can't come into the country because he hasn't been vaccinated. Yet thousands and thousands and tens, actually over a million, I was just, matter of fact, I was just going through the numbers earlier today. I hadn't finished doing the work. But what I could tell you is when you actually look at the numbers, you look at the real numbers. In 2000 or 2020, the encounters by the Border Patrol were less than 500,000 for the whole year. So they ran into less than 500,000 immigrants at the border in less than a year. In 2022, under the Biden administration, 1.9 million encounters at the border. 1.9 million. The year ain't over, folks. We're just coming into the ninth month. The year ain't over. And they're taking those people in the middle of the night, and they're flying them to cities and states all around the country. And then they have the gall, I have something else I'd like to say, to tell you that you're dangerous if you're not vaccinated. You can't keep your job if you're not vaccinated. You're not a real patriot if you're not vaccinated. You don't care about your neighbor if you're not vaccinated. I mean, how much coke do you have to do to have that make sense? They're pushing and pushing and pushing to see exactly how much control they can have over you. Ducey went back at her again. You just tuned in, the White House press secretary. So thousands of people a day are walking across the border. Some turn themselves in, turn themselves over. Some are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not caught. How are you vaccinating these people? Now, Biden's been criticized over and over and over again for continuing to allow these illegal immigrants to be released into these border towns. Democrat border town, or border towns that are run by Democrats are screaming at Biden saying, help us, help us, help us. What are you doing to us? Right? Many of them, many, not a couple, many of them displaying symptoms of coronavirus. And the number of migrants infected with the virus has surged almost 1,000% in some of the border sectors. But still, they're put on planes and sent all across the country. Or they're dumped in border cities. And that's okay. This is why we don't believe them. Stupid stuff. Like, when you walk into a restaurant, you got to wear a mask while you're walking. But if you sit down, you can take the mask off because somehow coronavirus can't keep up with you when you're sitting, but it can when you're walking. I don't know. I have no idea. This is how nuts this is. This is why it doesn't make any sense. Right? Biden's been widely criticized for this. Now, earlier this month, the CDC extended Title 42. That was a Trump-era policy. It limited the amount of migrants that could come in, for some of you have been keeping up. In the United States, it said, you know, with coronavirus concerns, we have to make sure these people are safe before they come in here. Now, the policy doesn't apply to migrant children because apparently... Now, look, we've been screaming as Republicans, as conservatives, and people paying attention to medicine, that children do not pass this as easy. Almost nil. Ducey and Jean-Pierre also sparred over the policy during the exchange. He said, where is the CDC vaccine requirement for people who fly here as opposed to people who cross the border, he asked. She responded, we have talked about Title 42. There is a CDC provision for folks coming through the southern border, and it's not just for 10. Well, maybe they'll slug it. You want to stop this whole thing? Tell them to fly into Mexico. Tell them to walk up or do whatever you got to do to get over the border. And it'll all be good. What do you think? No problem. But you understand, this is how ridiculous this is. Right? This is how dangerous they're telling you it is. So it is so hard to believe these people. It is so hard to listen to what they have to say with it and accept it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really so much appreciate. Do we care? Why would you send that to me? So, apparently, no, I'm not going to do this story. It's not worth the time. Witchcraft expert publishes a WAPO piece, well, you know, Washington Post piece. Talking about those dangerous Christians again. Terrible people they are. I'm like, really? Come on, seriously? Aren't they the ones that put them, you know, Brad Stein's got a great piece on that. Aren't they the ones that put the kids in the oven? I mean, don't you remember Hansel and Gretel? But no, seriously, no, all joking aside. You know this is going to happen on a regular basis. You just know it. But, you know, they're coming out against the Christians because Christians, again, are not in not really in line with or wanting to hear about witchcraft. And oh, we're coming into would it be witchcraft appropriation or something? I mean, we're coming into the Halloween season. We're going to hear all about the uniforms, costumes, and all that stuff, aren't we? All right, anyway, back to the story. The Washington Post published an article from religion and witchcraft journalist Heather Green. She detailed how aggressive and even dangerous Christian protesters have been harassing gatherings of witches and Wiccans. Now, in her piece, she has authored books about witchcraft, including her latest, Lights, Camera, Witchcraft, A Critical History of Witches in America, in Film and Television. She wrote about these unwelcome guests that have been annoying witchcraft groups since the pandemic restrictions have ended. Now, as widespread immunity and milder coronavirus strains spread across the United States, pagans and witches, like their neighbors, they've begun to gather more freely. Okay. I mean, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm sorry, I'm giggling inside. Probably shouldn't. Well, maybe I should. We'll be back in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC's This Week that Trump should not have held on to the documents.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The DOJ said in its filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. The major indexes on Wall Street closed lower on Monday after hearing the Fed's commitment to continue to fight inflation with high interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win is when you become part of the solution. When you get informed, you become part of the solution. You make sure you have a clue. In all sincerity, in all seriousness. Right? Otherwise, it's tough. It's a problem. Because we're in there fixing issues all the time. All right, back to real stories that we've been talking about. So, talk about how the Washington Post published an article from a witchcraft journalist, Heather Green. She's worried about how aggressive and how dangerous Christian protesters are. Ever since the whole thing with COVID has been lifted, the Christians are on force. She said they're a nuisance to witches and occultists just trying to have their fun, she continues. Street preachers and Christian protesters have long been a fixture of earth-based religions. Gatherings, they try to distract and deter people from joining with the typical outdoor festivals and rituals and gatherings. Man, I love this. This is hilarious. Though it's worse this year, Green added, but this year some attendees say the opponents of witchcraft and paganism become more aggressive and even dangerous. Now, when they say this, what does she mean? I mean, are they showing up and trying to tie them to a stake somewhere? I don't get it. She said that an elder and priestess of the New York City Wiccan family, organizer of Witchfests USA, who observed 30 evangelicals this year outside of her July festival. She mentioned to Green that seeing the occasional Christian disruptor at these events was routine. But now the groups have appeared this year aren't just protesting. They're collectively at war with us. The war tactics include that evangelicals and street preachers walk through the witch fest holding up signs and preaching through amplifiers. By the day's end, their presence has caused class cancellations and vendor closings. You know, I've got my own, and look, I'm a committed Christian. You're going to walk through these events screaming and yelling? You think that's going to help? Right? Does God have more power than your megaphone? This is where I don't get it. You Christians, you know that prayer works. Right? You know that God will work through prayer. You don't need to be going through there. What you should be doing is standing on the outskirts praying. Really, no joke. Let God do the work. You think you can do a better job than him? As Green reported, these Wiccans and witches don't have formal networks of houses of worship, often living far from fellow practitioners. So they depend heavily on these assemblies with names such as Pagan Pride. I'm not going there. While some are held inside conference centers or in a hotel ballroom, these summer events tend to be visible, hard to secure, outside, in the sun, that our God created. Hello, anyway. And when these summer events are secured, Christian preachers make a scene. For instance, in Nashville, the Pagan Pride Day was visited by street preachers Quentin Deckard, Marvin Hyman, and Tim Baptist. They marched through the event with signs, Bibles, and bullhorns. The Keys of David Church protested Philadelphia Pagan Pride Day, and more. Green mentioned that Christians show up at indoor conventions, too. So they're not entirely immune. In 2018 and 19, members of the TFP Student Action, a division of American Society for Defense of Traditional Family and Property, were joined by Catholics in New Orleans to protest Hexfest. No comment. I mean, seriously, guys. I'm not going to try to get all spiritual on some of you, but seriously. If you believe that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and Christians will get that one. If you agree that God's power is the power and he's the most powerful, what are you doing? I'm not saying you don't push back, don't get me wrong. But continually disrupting them doesn't do it. Let God disrupt them. Pray over it. Might bring in a massive rainstorm while they're there. She recounted their tactics of placing religious flyers on the hotel doors, informed attendees, which read, "Your only hope is to accept defeat and surrender your life to the one who created you." As Green noted, many pagan events are not held in public spaces for that reason. So again, how many are you winning, my Christian friends that are doing this? Is this really the direction you should head in? If one of you who do this kind of thing are doing it, I'd love you to call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. She returned to Raven Hawk's perspective, which was that the police seemed to be siding with the witches, alleged Christian harassers. During one incident, Raven Hawk called the police, as she has done in the past. But for the first time, the cops did nothing. Now, according to her, in the past years, officers would relocate the preacher to the far side of the park, where they would continue without the use of speakers, which require a permit. This year, the Christian groups were allowed to remain. You know, I think what's funny about this, too, though, not that it makes it okay, but you're watching how a lot of the Christian groups are being pushed aside. In other areas, they're not allowed to preach. Preachers are being arrested for preaching or even just reading the Bible out loud in a park where there's some kind of protest going on. Now, Raven Hawk, do these people stick up for them when that happens? I'm just curious. Now, the witch claimed, let that sink in, the officers treated us as if we were invading the Christian space, as if they had more rights than we do. The preachers were loud, and they were carrying on. It was very disruptive. Now, again, I don't believe with that being disruptive. I really don't. I think if you believe what you say you believe, you pray around the event for people to come to know Christ. Now, Raven Hawk told Green that she's tired of turning the other cheek. Well, why would you even try? It's not in your book. She's looking for legal recourse so they can have their events in peace. Right? Green mentioned how the witch called the Lady Liberty League, a pagan civil rights organization. They're based in Wisconsin. Isn't that near where the Freedom from Religion freaks are located? She wants legal advice and support in saving the group's co-founder, Reverend... What? Wait a minute. How do you have a reverend? Well, never mind. Selena Fox maintained that the United States is founded on religious freedom for all, safe gathering, and the right to practice our faith as much as our right as anyone else's rights. Well, that's, hey, I have no problem with that. That's wonderful. You go ahead and practice your rights. I think that's great. I think it's great that you let people know where you stand, what you're doing, what you're praising, what you're not praising. Right? Really? 855 Real Joe 855-732 Witches 732-556 We love it. I think it's wonderful. The man, there's so many things I want to get to. Really, so many things I want to get to that I know I'm not going to get to. You got the I think I started talking about this earlier. Pennsylvania Governor Wolf, he wants $2,000 payments to go to families to help them survive inflation. Any family working less, making less than $80,000 a year would be eligible for the payment. Now, how does this really help inflation? It's almost like drugs. It's a one-time shot in the arm. How does it help? Right? The Democrats say this is the second time they're trying to get the bill passed. Because Pennsylvania can afford such payouts as it has an $800 billion economy. He said, I want to get Pennsylvanians the step up they need to survive inflation, higher prices. So $2,000 to any families making $80K or less, we estimate about 250,000 families will apply for this. Again, it's a temporary fix. It's the old fix. It's the old fish thing. You give a guy a fish, he eats for a day. You teach him how to fish, he's set for life, basically. It's the same thing here. You give him $2,000, how does that help? It does momentarily. But how does that help long term? Inflation is going to be around for a while. It's not transitory. Remember that line? Over $500 million in operating expenses is going to provide. They're going to need to actually put a whole division in place just to take care of this. More money out by government. Double City, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Host, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution. Anyway, I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us. I do so much appreciate the time that you're sending me messages. I can't get to them all. I try, but I can't get to them all. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The time that you give me information, do whatever. I'm okay with it, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, with everything that's going on, I always appreciate your input, some of the things you have to say. All right, so we're talking about the Pennsylvania governor who wants to give every Pennsylvanian, right, $2,000 if they make less than $80,000 a year to help them with inflation. So He is thinking that this is going to help them get back on their feet. Has anybody looked at how much it's costing these people to live to begin with? Right? I mean, how will this help? How much will this help? I guess that's the bigger question. You know, I love it how they throw money at things. They really don't have any... Come on, can we be honest about it? They have absolutely no clue as to how good this money is, how much it will help, how much it won't help. Right? I just want them to... You know, I would love them to say, look... Every Pennsylvanian has been hit because of inflation. It's costing them, I don't know, $2,180 a year more because of inflation. So we're going to give people having a hard time pulling it together, we're going to give them $2,180. I mean, I don't know, what about the rest of the people? Don't they deserve it too? And many people are living week to week, check to check. I get it. It's a scary place. We've all been there. If you haven't been there, you know, you're either one of the smartest financial people on the planet, or you were born rich. He goes on to say, I'm calling our Republican leaders in the General Assembly. We were all calling on Republicans, so it's their fault. Yeah, okay. To step up and send this bill to my desk. He says, I promise you I'll sign it quickly. Let's put the cash back in the pockets of Pennsylvanians. You know, maybe... I don't know what the gas tax is there. I don't know what their sales tax is. I don't know what any of that stuff is. Maybe they need some holidays. Maybe they need some temporary lowering of these taxes. Right? Hey, I'm not the economic expert. Right? But I'm willing to say to you that you need to talk to somebody about how to make this happen. But not make it happen by cutting checks. Because, you know, checks... When they do stuff like this, you know what it is. It's like poker chips. It's the opposite, but it's kind of the same thing from a standpoint of poker chips aren't real money. Come on, right? They're not real money. So when you're at the table and you're gambling a chip. I'm telling you, they got the psychology down. They're not stupid people. So it's kind of like the same thing here. They're handing you this big check, and you're going, oh, wow, you know, I got $2,000. That goes a long way. That pays my rent, or it pays a third of my mortgage. I don't know, whatever it is. Two-thirds of my mortgage, maybe my whole mortgage, I don't know, for 1 month. Some people will put food on the table for 6 weeks, long after inflation showed up, and it'll be here. It'll be gone long while inflation is still moving on. So why not give them tax breaks? I don't got on too long about this, but why not give them tax breaks? Why do this to get them all excited? I told you why. It's the whole mindset of the chip thing out of Vegas. All right, Florida Republican Representative Brian Donalds on Saturday. He said to parents that have seen enough when it comes to the woke policy being placed on their children after five Florida school boards have been flipped. Five Florida school boards have been flipped. Don't tell me that parents aren't waking up and seeing what's going on. Don't tell me they're not tired of what you're doing to their kids. Florida parents and Florida citizens are getting the thing right. They've seen enough. They've engaged. They got informed. They got involved. And this goes all the way back to COVID-19. I know it seems like yesteryear at this point. But when we saw schools that were shut down, when we saw what was going on, there were school boards and teachers and unions that were not allowing some schools to open back up again. They wanted to override the government's order in Florida and other places to reopen the schools. They wanted to make masks optional. Parents were seeing this stuff about gender ideology. They were seeing this stuff on CRT. They were saying, okay, that's it. We're done. Wait a minute. What's going on here? And when parents went to school board meetings to talk, just to simply talk about what was going on and try to get some answers, try to get them to step up, try to get them to do something, they couldn't. They weren't interested. You know what I mean? Come on. They weren't interested in any of this. They couldn't get them to I should say it that way. They couldn't get them to answer any of this. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. So when the parents had to start going to these meetings, they had to start speaking up. They had to start getting on their cases as to what they're doing. You know, it was kind of great. And they had to respond. They had to answer. And when they didn't get, I won't say the answer they were looking for, when they really didn't get an honest answer, that's when the parents started stepping up. That's when it was over. No more. And I thought it was just great. I continue to believe it's great. I continue to believe it has to continue on, if you would. Anyway, back to the story. So, led by Governor DeSantis, they were able to flip a lot of these seats. And think about something. DeSantis is speaking to all Floridians, not just Republicans. He is well liked down there. So when he's on there saying, look, you want power back? You want power over your kids back? You want power over your schools back? Here's the people you have to elect. But they've been able to change the entire complexion of many school boards in Florida. So if you really care about your grandkids, your kids, nieces, nephews, engage. National Review stated that five school boards in Clay, Miami-Dade, Duval, Sarasota, and Martin counties flipped conservative. That's 25 of 30 conservative school board candidates endorsed by DeSantis. They won their seats across Florida. Only five defeated. And they're using dumb terminology against them, in essence. They're going to look at, we're going to make it easier than ever to reimagine the classroom. I hope so. I hope to put a stop to the politics in the classroom. There's no reason whatsoever for a teacher to be talking politics in a math class, in an English class. You can cut a little slack in a history class. But, again, look who won. Look who took it over. Look who stepped up and made a difference. Right? The Woke Music Awards. I've never been one for these awards anyhow. Not that I don't think they should take place or anything along those lines. They just don't do anything for me. Why do I want to spend 3 hours of my time sitting there applauding these, I don't know. They're all patting each other on the back. They're all telling each other how great they are. Right? How wonderful they are. This is the Hollywood elite. This is the MTV Music Video Awards. But they don't stay there. They don't stay strictly on music. It's bad enough you got to listen to them tell each other how great they are. But earlier, I guess Disney star Dove Cameron, she used her platform to encourage all the queer kids watching to inhabit the fullness of who they are. Based on what? No, really, based on what? What do you base on? What you feel that you are? Whatever you feel is okay? Whatever you think is okay? Is there some kind of standard to go by or no? Right? What's your truth? Look, I'm not making fun of you guys that believe in your truth. I'm just saying, what happens when your truth flies in the face of my truth? And don't say, well, just go ahead and live our truths. No, that doesn't work that way. Because my truth is to secure the borders. My truth is to make sure that people who want to come here for real, that need to come here, we take care of our own first, and then they go through the proper process to come into this country. That's my truth. Some of you have a truth that says, just let them in. They want to be here. They want a better life. Just let them in. Our truths collide. Then what? Dope and Senior Host, a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're talking a little bit about Constitution Day and what you can do to make it better and to help your kids. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.